Today from the Ohio Newsroom, jumping into thin air.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio calls itself the birthplace of aviation, but the Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong and John Glenn, are far from the only contributors to the state's history of flight. Every Wednesday this month, we're looking to the Buckeye skies for more hidden histories. Today, we meet James Floyd Smith and Leslie Irvin, who soared not in rockets or planes, but parachutes. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker has more.
The idea for the parachute goes way back, at least to a famous Italian inventor, circa 1485.
What we do here is start with Leonardo da Vinci's ideas and concepts that were valid.
That's Randy Zerker, curator of the Aviation Trail Parachute Museum in Dayton. A timeline wraps around the room. It shows Da Vinci's original triangular design, which actually works, then the stiff contraptions with heavy wooden frames that followed, and eventually silk canopies that unfold from backpacks. Those early silky models were connected to aircrafts via lanyard. A person would jump out with the lanyard still attached, and gravity would pull the cord for them. They worked fine for descending from a hovering hot air balloon, Zerker says. But for planes spinning out of control in the middle of World War I?
Let's see. Do you want to be attached to a failing aircraft? Not a good idea.
The U.S. military needed a better solution. The Allied forces were losing pilots by the thousands. Enter Dayton, Ohio.
So McCook Field developed all kinds of very special instrumentation. The very first radio navigation for aircraft was developed here. The first helicopter was developed here.
Before the Air Force, all Army Air Service R&D was done there. Their parachute development team was led by circus trapeze artist turned aviator James Floyd Smith. Like earlier models, he designed a parachute that unfolded from a backpack. But unlike earlier models, the parachute didn't need to be attached to an aircraft to deploy.
So this new development allowed the pilot to get away from the aircraft and manually pull the ripcord, and it was so much safer.
But at the time, there were skeptics. They questioned whether a person in freefall would lose consciousness or be too disoriented to pull a ripcord. So on April 28, 1919, Smith did a test run. He flew a plane at an altitude of 1,500 feet over McCook Field. Stuntman Leslie Irvin jumped. He pulled the ripcord. The parachute opened, and he survived, albeit with a broken ankle. 3 years later, Lieutenant Harold Harris was in mock combat over McCook Field when his plane started to fall apart. He's believed to be one of, if not the first, airmen to use the free-fall parachute in an emergency. And he lived to write about the experience. A video at the museum narrates his first-person account. He remembers pulling on the ripcord again and again.
My body was spinning, falling headfirst toward the ground. I then discovered I had been pulling on a leg strap fitting on the chute's harness. I quickly found the correct ring and pulled. The parachute opened almost immediately, with a considerable jerk snapping my body around so that my feet were finally facing the ground.
He landed with only minor bruises to show for the fall. After that, the U.S. ordered all military pilots to fly with free-fall parachutes. Today, the life-saving devices are made with nylon instead of silk. But other than that,
it has not really changed radically since then. The concept is pretty much the same.
Zerker would know. He's jumped out of a plane almost 500 times with no injuries to show for it. In Dayton, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.